This is New England Public Media. A former state rep who's a big Trump supporter versus a business owner backed by Charlie Baker. The ballot is now set in the Republican primary for governor. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead of politics and government in Massachusetts. As we do most Mondays, we've got Matt Murphy from the State House News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Over the weekend, Republican Party officials gathered in Springfield for their convention. There was some suspense, but an underdog candidate for governor did end up securing a spot on the ballot after getting more than the required 15% support. Matt, can you walk us through this GOP primary matchup?
Yeah, Chris Doherty, perhaps surprising some people coming out of the convention on Saturday with 29 support of the delegates. He had gone into the Springfield convention suggesting he thought he was on the edge of qualifying for the ballot. He more than did enough, which sets up the contest between Doherty, a Rentham, a businessman who has built his candidacy around someone with experience creating jobs, against former state representative Jeff Deal, a Trump-backed candidate who is campaigning against the way that Governor Baker handled the COVID-19 pandemic, against things like mandates, vaccine mandates, pledging during the convention on Saturday to rehire anyone fired over the state's vaccine mandate, and really embracing some of the national issues that we have long seen pushed to the, you know, the corner of the room in Massachusetts during the Governor Baker years. So, moving forward, we're going to be looking to see whether or not these two will square off in debates and whether or not Chris Doherty can get his name out there and spread his message more widely. He'll obviously the more well-known candidate in this race.
Now, over the last month, the positive test rate for COVID has doubled, as has the number of people hospitalized. Governor Charlie Baker is pushing for vaccination, but some public health experts say interventions like masking should be brought back. Matt, what's the conversation on Beacon Hill about how the governor's responding to this?
Yeah, you're right. Increasingly, as we've seen these numbers climb, the calls for more aggressive messaging on wearing masks, especially indoors in crowded public settings, has been gaining steam. The governor saying, really just not talking much about masks, suggesting the best thing the residents can do is get vaccinated, get tested if they don't feel ill. The state has set up a website to help people learn if they are eligible for Paxlovid, the therapeutic drug that has been shown to be effective. So the governor says with vaccines and treatments, that should be where the focus is. Now, of course, there are some who want to see a return to masking. If not a full mandate, then more strong language coming from the Department of Public Health urging people to mask up. But right now, I think people are kind of taking a wait and see approach, wondering if this is going to be a full wave or just a quick rise and fall. Even Attorney General Maura Healey saying last week that she did not think we were quite there yet on the need to return to a mask mandate.
And tomorrow, the Senate will begin debate on a nearly $50 billion budget that has more than 1,100 amendments. So what might make it through the massive slashing process to come?
Yeah, that's a great question. One, if I could answer, I'd be a much richer man. But certainly this is a situation where the state being flush with money has created the opportunity for lawmakers to go after all sorts of priorities that they would like to see in this budget. The Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation doing analysis suggesting that over $3.5 billion worth of spending proposed through the amendments, a very small fraction of these earmarks and other projects are going to make it through. This has been a carefully calibrated budget by the Senate, as it was with the House. Another issue on our radar, one I'd be watching, Senator Cindy Friedman of Arlington, chair of the Healthcare Financing Committee, proposing language that would shield people helping and providing access to abortion here in Massachusetts for people coming from out of states. This is a similar shield law to what we're seeing Other states like Connecticut, which has passed and signed a law like this, a response to Roe, even in a blue state where abortion will remain legal, even if the Supreme Court strikes down the national precedent.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Thank you as always, Matt.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from New England Public Media at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast hub. This is New England Public Media.